Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Well, this is a segment where we get simple tips we can put into action to help us live, I guess, a healthier and more effective life. You can be selfish or you can be selfless. But are they the only options? That's what you're tackling for us today, Maris.
Yeah. This is something that comes up a lot with people that I see. And I notice it as well in my life and in my family's life and things like that. And that's when we're talking about our actions, when we're trying to understand our actions and the influence that they have on the world, the influence that they have on others. And we're trying to understand the expectations on ourselves and find a way through this. We often sort of get trapped sometimes in between two opposites, two polar opposites, really. One being a selfish act. We look at the behavior that we're doing and deem it either, you know, selfish, which is not a nice thing at all, and it's probably one of the biggest insults you can give to a person, that they act solely based on their own interests. Or the other hand is a very, very virtuous kind of action, which is a selfless action. And these are actions which we celebrate in society. If you think about the role models and the really powerful people in the world, they're quite often, they do display this virtuous, you know, selfless act. People like Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, you know, Mother Teresa, and we aspire to that. And that's one of the greatest human virtues, is to put yourself completely away and act solely on behalf of another person. It's a great thing to aspire to. But I think sometimes if we only have these two, then we can get trapped in the middle. And sometimes it's important to recognize that there is actually a third way in between that, a very gray. If one's black and one's white, then the third way is often very gray and often more flexible and in line with the needs of the world. And that's self-preservation. And that sometimes we have to act in a way that, you know, may or may not be deemed selfish, but is actually an act of self-preservation to keep ourselves safe or to keep our needs met, maybe. We actually need sometimes to take these acts of self-preservation and allow ourselves to do so without judging ourselves too heavily, because if we don't preserve ourselves, then we don't actually have a self to give later on. So we need to, in some instances, we need to keep ourselves safe, we need to keep ourselves healthy, we need to keep things going along, and we need to be able to flourish and thrive so that then later on we can be selfless.
And it's interesting that even if you do look in the Bible, Jesus would go away and rest. Jesus would go away to a quiet place and pray. Jesus would get away from the crowds and just be with a small group or be alone. And that's an example that we're sometimes reluctant to follow. We say, oh, I shouldn't care for my needs and have my rest and my quiet time. I should be out there doing something for someone else. But
yeah, that's right. And it's important to make sure that our needs are being met. And it's also important for us to understand that that's not a selfish act.